flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Chiefs, Bills, you're going to hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One, and a man who's going to be on the broadcast team coming up this weekend on the Chiefs-Bills game on Westwood One. Joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Derek Rackley joins us. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you joining us here. I know you're a very professional man. Which way are you leaning, though, in this game, Chiefs-Bills?
You know, I'm not supposed to lead into that, right?
That's just which one do you think is actually going to win? Come on.
You know, I'll tell you this. I mean, not that it's kind of become a thing from broadcasters. I really don't like to get into stuff like that because that's never how I've approached a game. Like, I just approach it. I try to prepare as best as possible. Obviously, I've covered the Bills the last couple of weeks. I was the color analyst in the booth in the first game against Denver, and then I was on the sidelines against Baltimore, so I've had a chance to see them a little bit more recently. However, I did have the Chiefs game a few weeks ago during the holidays, so I got a chance to see them up close and personal. And here's what I will tell you. It seems as if, like, all of the dominoes are falling in the right direction for the Buffalo Bills, right? There's so much discussion out there about how Josh Allen, can he get this team to a Super Bowl? The amount of wins that he and the Buffalo Bills have put up over the last 5 or 6 years, but yet have not tasted a Super Bowl, going up against a guy who, in my opinion, is kind of following in the footsteps of Tom Brady. Like, he's becoming that guy that just has the it factor that constantly gets the best of his teammates, quite frankly, gets the best of the other team as well, and has been a consistent force in Super Bowls, right? So it's like, I don't really know which way to go in it because could I bet against Patrick Mahomes and what he's done over the past few years? It's hard for me to say that I can do that because he's got that ability, just like Tom Brady did, to consistently find ways to win and get his team to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Derek, it's hard because if his last name wasn't Mahomes, I think we'd just be viewing this Chiefs offense entirely differently. 15th scoring offense, and their quarterback didn't throw for 4,000 yards, had a league average passer rating. If his last name wasn't Mahomes, I just wonder how we'd look at this whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at his numbers and you would say, oh, well, gosh, that's not necessarily the best season for Patrick Mahomes. But here's one thing I'll tell you. I was just listening to some different press conference interviews because I like to see what the players have to say. So I was listening to the Buffalo Bills, and I listened to Josh Allen, I listened to Von Miller, I listened to Deion Dawkins today. And the one thing that they were asking Von Miller that I thought is spot on is, what do you see from Patrick Mahomes and what they've been able to do? Now, remember, Von Miller's got a little bit different perspective because he played against Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid when he was in the same division when he was with the Broncos. And so he's got a little bit different taste of this organization. And he said it best. He said, that team is doing anything that they have to do to just win football games. If they need Patrick Mahomes to throw 6 touchdowns and score a lot of points, they can do that. If they need to win like a 13-10 type game, they'll do that. And nobody is really getting their ego or their stats in the way. I mean, you could look at the last matchup when these two teams played. Now, granted, that was a Chiefs loss, But Travis Kelce was basically not a factor in that game. However, every single time Kelce has played against the Bills in the postseason, Kelce has absolutely dominated. So is that kind of a precursor of what we're going to see in this game? But I think that's kind of been the season for the Chiefs. They're doing what they need to do, whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, to win that individual game. And they've been doing a great job at that.
Derek, it's kind of fascinating. If you look at the first of the potential three-peat that they won 2 years ago, right? They had a top-five offense, and I believe their defense was ranked 18th in what we all thought was a rebuilding year. Then, 2 years later, right now, we're sitting here, I believe they have a top-five defense, and I think their offense is actually also ranked 18th. So I'm just curious, why is this offense, compared to the juggernaut it was the two previous years, why is it so different? Where's the firepower?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously you go back a number of years ago, and what Tyreek Hill brought to this offense was just something different, right? And I think that's what they're trying to do by adding Xavier Worthy, and I think he has done that in moments, right? The speed that he brings on the outside to be able to stretch the defense and really make them kind of respect it. And then you get Hollywood Brown back. Remember, he missed a lot of time this year, but they got him back in the lineup, and he provided another element that defenses now had to respect going down the field. But then you always got to think about this guy wearing number 87, right? Because you just never know when he's going to break out. And then, of course, he breaks out last week against the Texans, and he does what Travis Kelce does in the postseason, and that's just dominate people, right? Another game over 100 yards receiving. And then as far as rushing game goes, it's like they're not dominant, but at any given point they can make a play or two in the game that pick up a first down, that it's an explosive run, that's maybe a check down from Mahomes to a running back, and they make a play out of it. And it's nothing that when you look at the stat sheet at the end of the game that's going to blow you away, but when you look back, it's probably one of those 5 to 7 plays where it really kind of changed the complexion of the game, and it's just a matter of who makes them. And Kansas City has been making those plays throughout the course of the season, and they've been doing it all across the field, whether it's running backs, tight ends, or wide receivers.
Derek, the Bills are wildly impressive to me, and I used to be someone pretty against Buffalo, but they've changed. They have a run game now. They are much different as far as how they even utilize the wide receivers. I think getting Stephon Diggs off the team was a very good thing for them long term, and I see a different Sean McDermott as well. What do you see differently this year out of this Bills team?
I see a team that doesn't, if you look at their skill position group, you cannot really make the argument that this is a skill position group that's going to dominate their way through the playoffs and get to a Super Bowl. And that's no offense to those guys, but like there's not a, you know, a player like a Justin Jefferson on the outside, a Jamar Chase, a T. Higgins, right? Like when you think about those type of receivers where it's like, that one guy can beat you. Like, he can become a major problem. Now, I would make the argument that Khalil Shakir has kind of been that player for them, but it's not down the field. Like, he's more horizontal. He's going to run your crossing routes. He's going to try to find the open holes in the zone. And the guy is so slippery that he just continues to make plays. But outside, I mean, yes, James Cook had a fantastic year as far as rushing touchdown goes, but he wasn't Saquon Barkley. He wasn't Derrick Henry. I don't even know if I'd put him in the same conversation as far as playmaking ability as a guy like Bijan Robinson, right? But he had an awesome year, over 1,000 yards and 16 rushing touchdowns in the regular season. He's exactly what this offense needs. The difference is you got a guy in Josh Allen that's been in the league for a long time, and he's gotten himself to the point to where he can do so much for this offense. He's not turning the ball over. He's making the right decisions in the passing game. And, oh, by the way, he's become a battering ram in the run game when they need him to at 6'5", 240 pounds. Like, you almost know what's going to happen on third and fourth and short, but teams can't stop it. And that's what he's doing, extending drives, making great decisions, and putting points on the board.
Derek, it's kind of interesting. I mentioned how during this three-peat, you saw Kansas City rebuild their defense and add names like Karlaftis and McDuffie and develop them in real time while chasing championships. This was really supposed to be the year that the Bills did that, right? I mean, you saw the formerly elite safety duo move off of Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer, other names that have been there, stalwarts, kind of moving on. And yet this defense found itself again this year, and it feels like it's one of the better ones. Like, when you look at this defense and maybe compare it to Kansas City, you know, do you see them as kind of similar calibers, or do you think maybe Kansas City's might have one leg up on Buffalo?
Well, I would say from a pass rushing perspective and actual production, I would probably give a slight edge to Kansas City because of the first name that you mentioned. It's actually not even Chris Jones. Chris Jones is still an absolute beast, and he would be somebody that would worry me if I were the Buffalo Bills because he is that good that he can take over a game as well. But George Karlaftis, what he has brought to this Chiefs defense, to me, has been something special. The fact that he had 8 sacks during the regular season, 3 sacks last week. I mean, you talk about getting after the quarterback. To win in the National Football League, in my opinion, you have to get after the quarterback, you have to stop the run, and you got to create takeaways on defense. But I feel like what Kansas City has been able to do, especially in the most important moments, is they find ways to get after the quarterback, right? So that's maybe where I would give them the slight edge. But when you look at the linebackers and the secondary, I would make the argument that, yeah, you've got very similar players in what they do. They're just really gutty, hardworking players. I mean, think about, like, for the Bills, Damar Hamlin, Rasul Douglas in the secondary. Like, those guys have been very, very solid for him. Taylor Rapp's obviously not going to play in this game. He just got ruled out today due to the injury that he sustained last week against the Ravens. So rookie Cole Bishop is likely going to have to step up. But some of the other guys that they have, I mean, they just got great leadership on that side of the ball. You got a guy in Von Miller that's trying to get to the Super Bowl with a 3rd different team. Think about what he can bring just from a leadership perspective to this defense. I think there's a lot of similarities. Maybe pass rushing gets the edge just a little bit for Kansas City.
Who has the quarterback advantage?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would have to go with Patrick Mahomes because of the track record that we've seen, guys. But that's by no means saying that Josh Allen is nowhere near the conversation. I mean, it's him and Lamar Jackson in the MVP race this year, guys. I mean, we're talking about the best player in the National Football League. But as it stands right now, Patrick Mahomes has won this. He has beat the Bills in the postseason. He's got an even record overall in the regular season, 4-4 in 8 previous matchups. But he's 3-0 against the Bills in the postseason. And at the end of the day, guys, that's what it's all about. Like, you could win all the games you want in the regular season, but who wins them when it matters most? And I got to give the edge to Patrick Mahomes because we've seen it in the past.
Derek Rackley, Westwood One on the Chiefs-Bills call this weekend. A game you can hear right here on 92.3 The Fan. He's joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. This, if the Chiefs advance to the Super Bowl, if they win, it'd be the first three-peat for Super Bowl champions in the history of the NFL. I'm just curious, as somebody who, you know, you've been on these games for a while, you're obviously calling the Chiefs games here, like, because I'm just blown away by it. Maybe I should put it in my own terms. The idea that this is something that Vince Lombardi didn't do, Tom Landry didn't do, Jimmy Johnson didn't do, Bill Walsh didn't do, I kind of feel like the significance of this has been lost because I'm just so blown away that any team might actually be able to pull this off.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I made the comment earlier about Patrick Mahomes kind of following in the footsteps of Tom Brady, and they're actually going to potentially accomplish something that Tom Brady didn't. But to me, he is Tom Brady basically in this new version. Call it the late 2010s and the 2020s, because he is that special of a player that he's getting more out of everybody else on their team than arguably anybody else is in the National Football League, because that's how you get to the Super Bowl as frequently as they have. And Tom Brady was not able to do it three straight times, but his ability to constantly get there and win six with New England, another one with Tampa Bay, and Patrick Mahomes is in. I mean, you can't look at Patrick Mahomes and say, his play is kind of declining a little bit. Like, if anything, I would say it's continuing to rise. And the way that Brett Veach and Andy Reid have built this roster, and I could make the same argument with Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott with the Buffalo Bills, it's something I've been researching throughout the week, but the way that they have drafted, the way that they have rewarded guys to stay in their organization, I mean, I think the numbers are 35 and 34 that we're going to see on the field in the game this weekend were either drafted or college-free agents by the personnel departments and the coaching staff. And then they've taken those guys, they've developed them, made them even better players, and that's the reason why they're sitting here in the AFC Championship game. You give the edge to the Chiefs because they got a guy named Patrick Mahomes that's doing some things that are just absolutely extraordinary. And the amount of stats and numbers that I've been reading through this week that Mahomes and the Chiefs have been able to accomplish is just astounding.
Derek, I hate that I know that Cleet Blakeman is the head ref for this upcoming game. How much have in your broadcast have you guys prepared to talk about the penalties and whether or not Mahomes takes advantage of that or gets some beneficial calls? And is that a thing for you guys?
It's not a thing. I'll tell you this. I had a colleague ask me today about what do I think about the calls with the officials and the quarterbacks. And I actually listened to an interview with Tom Brady the other day where he was asked the same question. I don't know if it's just the way that we're programmed, guys, but like as a former player, I'm absolutely no means am I a conspiracy theorist, because some people think that the officials are out there to try to force a certain outcome. I absolutely positively do not agree with that at all, because officials are graded just as hard, if not harder, than players are, and they obviously want to be great. They want an opportunity to call a Super Bowl. I also know that the league and the officials want to protect the quarterbacks. But here's what I will also say. Everybody out there that wants to complain about officials, go be in their shoes. Go put on that jersey and go make the exact same calls in real time without the benefit of replay, which all of us viewers do, right? We get the opportunity to see things slowed down and be like, oh my gosh, they missed that call, or I can't believe they didn't make that call. They got to do it in real time. And yet everybody expects them to be 100% perfect, and they get so outraged when they miss a call. I know they're going to try to protect quarterbacks. I know they don't want to lose the integrity of the game, but they're human and they're going to make mistakes as well. As a player, you got to play through some of those decisions or those mistakes from the officials. That's what every coach will tell you. You got to play through it.
Derek, great stuff, buddy. Can't wait to hear on the call. Our listeners are going to hear it this weekend, our own station. So you guys always do such a good job. Enjoy the game and, hey, enjoy football while it lasts. Only got a couple more games left, bud.
That's right. I appreciate it. Thanks, you guys.
Derek Rackley there, Westwood One on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We got to react to what Derek had to say, and we do have to wonder if maybe the Cleveland connection is no longer enough for us. That's at 3:43 on 92.3 The Fan.